Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you'll learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things of an economic and financial nature, and to do so under grace. We open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 95. Happiness is an internal attitude and responsibility. Happiness is an internal attitude and responsibility. So simple, and yet so deep. You know, happiness, isn't that what everyone wants? I think of every mother wants and every father wants that for their child. Every child just simply wants to be and doesn't even know that they want to be. They live in a state of happiness. And there's so much that seems to be happening outside of us that if we get caught up in, if we choose to focus on that, we miss this whole thing called happiness, because we are told happiness resides inside. Happiness is an internal attitude and responsibility. You cannot depend on anyone or anything to bring you happiness. You are responsible. It's all about you and your choice. Happiness literally means luck. You know, people want to be lucky, and they say, well, luck isn't real. You create that with your attitude, your responsibility to choose to be happy, to be fortunate. And I have oftentimes been called Pollyanna-like, that to see things as is the cup half full or half empty. You know, it's the same cup. It's how do you choose to look at life. As fortunate or unfortunate, happy means fortunate, pleasing, having or showing great pleasure or joy. Do you choose joy or do you choose something else? It's so easy to get caught up in out there or something not going the way you thought you wanted it to go. Well, as soon as we're wanting something to go a certain way, we're coming from lack, because wanting will always keep you wanting. It's all about really not receiving what you've come here to be happy, to be joyful, to be filled with great pleasure, to be fortunate. And pleasure, simply feeling, and this is so important because this is all about feeling. Pleasure is a pleasing feeling, agreeable. It also means delight. I love that word, delight. It to me is like lighting up from the inside out. Satisfying one's wish, will, or choice. To give great pleasure. And joy, since happiness means showing or having great pleasure, joy, again, very glad feeling. Now, both pleasure and joy are about feeling. Again, happiness or delight. They're obviously synonyms for each other. And joy goes a step further. It's an expression of feeling, happiness, delight. To be joy, to use the word joy, to feel one is joyful, it's expressing that. Again, it's the feeling. So you can think it all you want. You can tell yourself, you can work real hard, convince yourself and others, yes, I'm happy. But are you expressing it? And we feel that because it's like we feel your vibration. And for you really to live in this place, your divine right to be happy, to be lucky, to be fortunate, to receive and be and have great pleasure and joy, is to feel it. And that's where the truth resides. Are you feeling that? And we're told internally, it's an internal attitude and responsibility. Are you feeling it inside? In the inner recesses of your being. literally, the dictionary says, to be taken inside the body. Do you feel it in your body? Is it expressed through your body? It's an inner or essential quality. That's internal. So it's an internal attitude. And this is, again, it's your bodily posture. Are you showing it? Does your body reveal? And does your mental state match this thing called joy, this thing called happiness? Is it coming through in your temperament, your responses, in your opinion? And responsible, it's obligation, you know, feeling responsible is an obligation, answerable to, accountable to. It's your responsibility. Are you accountable to yourself? No one else. It's accountable to one's behavior. So if what you're saying and what you're feeling are not matching, believe me, you are not in happiness. You can't say you are and feel something else. You are responsible for that feeling. How you choose to respond, where you focus your attention. And we are guided to focus inside. No matter what appears to be happening, it is our choice, it is our responsibility to focus on our essential quality, our inner self, to go inside and realign with the source of true happiness, our true luck, our true fortune, our true joy and pleasure. And when we do, we will see and feel and think and act and speak in a different manner. And that will make all the difference in what continues to show up for you inside your physical body, your mental being, and your physical world. The people come into your world, the possessions that come in your world, the resources that come in your world. You will shift that reality, and that's why we do this meditation. You will shift the reality, this appearance of reality outside of you, by the truth of the reality that resides inside of you. And that's where you are responsible. You are responsible for all that happens in your world, inside and out. Your health, your happiness, your prosperity, your peace, your harmony, and your prosperity. Your happiness. Your happiness is an internal attitude and responsibility. We will keep this message in mind today as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Breathe in sun and the moon and the stars, blue skies, the sound of birds singing. Breathe in all that is so glorious in the world. Children smiling and laughing. Whatever you want that brings you great joy. Breathe this in to your heart center now. Breathe this in to your heart center now. Simple, slow, deep breaths, connecting your image of joy from your external world into the true joy inside of you now. Breathing in to the cosmos within the center of your being. At first, it may look like a midnight sky. Look again. See the stars twinkling. Focus on the brightest star inside. Breathe into this star. this light inside you now. Feel this light bathing you with this pure, radiant light, this pure, radiant love. Feel this light tingling every cell and atom of your being as you become one with this light source now. As you do, feel yourself meld with this light. Become one with this light. Pulsating with the vibration of this light. Know, dear ones, this light at the core of your being is your God essence. This is the source of your being. This is the source of every feeling you possess. Everything that is possible outside of you starts right here. This is the reflection of who you are. You are a child of God. You are the center of this universe that resides inside of you. You are one with God, the source of the life force of the universe that resides inside of you now. Feel this light radiating inside of you. Feel it flowing in all directions simultaneously. A brilliant sun, the most brilliant sun, resides inside of you. Feel this love bathing you. Feel the peace as this light inside harmonizes every cell and atom of your being, filling you with complete love, the highest feeling one could ever have. Feel this feeling now, this joy, this happiness, this pleasure, this great, great, pleasing feeling now. Feel it resonating through every fiber of your being as you are one with this light. Here, all things are right with the world, and yet they are, even when you're not connected to your inner self. Simply in awareness, to come back to this place right now. Bathe in this light. Allow it to resonate within you again. Heighten your awareness that this part of you even exists. Be willing to come back within. Come back within. Unite with the core essence, the essential quality, your original state of being, this pure, unconditional love light at the center of your being that is always here for you because it is you. You are responsible to remember, to trust this truth, this light inside of you, to be one with this light. Answer to your higher self. Come back to your God essence. Come back to your pure state of love. Be one with the truth of all things. All is well. There's only joy, love, light, purity of soul. All is well. Simply takes a willingness, a choice on your part to come back here now. Notice the color. Be one with this color. Breathe into this color. Feel the joy knowing this color is here to serve you well now. It's simply a reflection of where you are and where you are going. Feel joy knowing your higher self is here for you always. Always, always, always is here for you now. The only time that matters. This is the always. Staying in this place allows you to receive one good thing after another. Feel this light shining on you, penetrating every cell and atom of your being, the pure love now. Notice the feeling. Notice the pulsating vibration passing through, vibrating through every cell and atom of your being, every organ, every fiber, every meridian, every vein, every artery, every organ of your being is filled with this God essence, pure love. And as vibrates through your entire being, all else is dissolved. Under grace, going back, returning to the nothingness from where it came. For there is only love. Feel that love. Allow this love to really be part of every part of your being, your mind, body, and soul. And now, expand your view and see from your mind's eye and feel the oneness of each of us on this call and all of our angels who are here with us now. Each of our God essences joining up together now as one collective, as if each of us is grains of sand on the beach. Together, we are the beach. Feel that oneness now. Feel this oneness with all, as you allow and you focus on this light inside of you and see and feel it radiating out through your entire being, filling you with pure peace, harmony, and prosperity, and connecting with all others, linking us together as one unified beach. We are not alone, dear one. There are hundreds of thousands of us unified in our God spirit, unified with this purity of knowing divine love, being one with our higher self. Feel and know that truth as you radiate your divine light out, aware that you are one with the universe. You are one with all other light beings, children of God, here for God's higher purpose, transforming the appearance of anything other than God into that which really is love, now under grace. See and feel this light, this love inside of you, transforming you to greater and greater expressions of pure divine love, transforming all of us, known and unknown, on this call right now, transforming the world. See this light from your heart radiating out, joining up with each of us, encircling Mother Earth 7 times now, as you breathe in and out, and see this love carried across Mother Earth, around her 7 times. See and feel this light radiating from your heart, from our collective heart center now. Ah. A couple more times. Know that your being makes a huge difference. Your being, this child of God, willing to see truth from a higher level and not get caught up in man-made things. Thank you, dear one. Thank you all for sharing your light, your willingness to be one essential quality of who you are, the center of your being. As you thank those who share this moment with you, come back into your heart center. Feel this light vibrating the core of your being again. Feel joy as you acknowledge the power of this source within you. Feel joy to know you are one, the life force of the universe. You are one, the all-knowing, all-possible source of all good. Love is the source, the transforming source. This resides in the core of your being. This is your God essence. Allow yourself to bathe in this light. Feel this peace, this harmony, this prosperity. Feel happiness. Feel the sense of pleasure tingling up inside of you. Your choice, dear ones. I request that you hold this feeling now and bring it with you as we come back. Express your true nature in the world with complete confidence. Allow yourself to transform your world with every breath, with your knowingness of this happiness, true happiness that resides inside. The greatest power that ever is, can ever be, one with your God self now. Time to come back. In your mind's eye, feel this ray of light inside of you rising up with you like a long, long strand of hair connected to you and connected to your heart center. As you come back up to the surface, rising up again, being aware as we were in the beginning, of the sun and the moon and the stars and the sky and the sound of birds singing. And being aware of this feeling of happiness inside of you. Welcome back, dear ones. As you welcome this new day, this new night, this perfect moment. Welcome back. As we anchor this feeling now within us, we call on Carla to tone with us now. Special request before I take off the recording, and that is, throughout the day, when you pause to remember who you are, take a moment to focus your love and light inside of you on this place called England, and just send the same light that we did today in our meditation there. Today is the meeting of the G20 meeting of 20 largest economic, presumably, governments in the world, making government decisions of economic nature that will surely have appearances of effects on us. So focus your light, your love on this area, and see and feel all leaders and all their guides, human guides. See and feel them listening, connected to divine source, and following their higher self, their God self, in their discussions and in their decisions. I thank you for that.